Researchers investigating the largest archaeological find in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta are concerned that a lack of funding may curtail their work. Coastal erosion has already consumed the first dig site there. Now archaeologists hope to survey the entire village before it's gone. KYUK's Shane Iverson has more.
The site lays near the Bering Sea village of Quinnahawk. It's called Nunatlik, which is Yupik for Old Village. And while the name might be somewhat generic, the finds have been nothing short of incredible.
For an archaeologist, it's like, I mean, this is as good as it gets.
That's Dr. Carlota Hilladel, who spent last summer uncovering thousands of artifacts from an underground house carbon dated to be at least 700 years old. It includes harpoons, fish traps, and even delicate crafts that are nearly unheard of at digs. Things like grass mats that will allow for exact carbon dating of the site, and human hair from someone that was alive when the hair was cut. Hilladel got on board with the Nunatlik site for the second season of digging. The year before, in 2009, Aberdeen University students excavated a much larger structure. By the time Hilladel showed up, that site was already lost to the sea.
So this is how speedy the process of erosion actually is. You can really understand why this is an urgent need to actually investigate these sites.
Much of Western Alaska's population has lived on and in waterlogged tundra and frozen permafrost, ideal for preserving almost anything. Hilladel believes that similar sites are located all over the delta, many near waterways. Like Nunatlik, a thawing permafrost is already destroying these places, and climate change projections show that the destruction will only increase as permafrost thawing occurs more rapidly and seawater rises. There's only a handful of Yupik Eskimo archaeology sites, and Hilladel says she and her team are in a race against time to learn more about the past.
Prehistory of this part of Alaska is so unresearched.
The findings from Nunatlik will add significantly to the body of knowledge of Yupik prehistory, at least in the Quinnahawk area. The artifacts are property of Quinnahawk's village corporation, Kanichtuk, but for now they're being stored at Aberdeen University in Scotland. Teams of researchers are splitting up the work. Some are doing isotopic studies to find out more about the diet of the people there. Others are working on ceramic analysis, and Teresa John, originally from Tuksuk Bay, is working on traditional and community knowledge. It's a major undertaking, and it will take some time yet before a preliminary report is complete. Hilladel can't say how long that will be, but before that, she hopes that anthropologists and students have a chance to get back to Nunatlik. Much of the old village is visible to the eye as mounds and depressions on the tundra. The goal will be to survey the area this summer before more of it is lost to erosion. That survey will be an important tool in figuring out which sites to excavate next. Hilladel says they should know before long if they'll have the funding to make the long trip to the coast and back in time. For KYUK, I'm Shane Iverson.